You are now tuned in with Sippin' Tea with B podcast. On this podcast, I will be bringing a unique blend of world news, updates, and insightful conversations with individuals who's running their own business as well as those who want to promote. Join host B, that's me, as I navigate through the latest headlines with a touch of humor and a depth that sets the show apart from the rest.
Good morning for those who like to mourn, grand rising for those who love to rise grand, and good day for those who love to have a good day. You are now sipping tea with B. Kick back, relax, or push that gas as we navigate through the latest headlines. Now let's sip on this tea with honey. First and foremost, I would love to share the tea that I am sipping on today. It is that burdock root tea. It helps with improving the blood sugar. It treats infections. It helps with purifying the blood. It reduces inflammation and it prevents cancer. The burdock root tea is very good. For those who need some, you know where to look for it at. Holla! What's the tea? Why Americans are running out of money. The U.S. prices of goods and services continue to rise, leading people to spend more money on rent, groceries, and travel. If I was y'all, I would save a pretty penny very soon. If not, save it now before soon. And also, as study says, invest in crypto because they have said it will get worse.
What's the tea?
Hearing this one sound when you laying down sleeping could mean heart disease. There's nothing like laying your head on the pillow after a long day of work, depending on your heart health and stress levels after work. Falling asleep could be a little bit difficult. However, if you hear palpation in your ear, this could lead up to something serious like heart issues, anemic, thyroid, or low blood, or low blood sugar. If I was y'all, if you ever come across a hearing your heart palpation in your ear, please guys, go get checked. I know someone who had this incident happen to them a very while back, but they had to get checked. Come to find out it was low blood sugar and they was anemic.
What's in the tea?
If you want to save a few dollars this summer, or not just the summer, in the near future, from letting your electricity bill hike up, these are some things that you must unplug and keep them unplugged, like the dishwasher, the clothes dryer, the video game system that the kids would love to play on that costs a lot of money because it's being ran up, and your desktop computers that hikes up the electricity bill that we must be very careful on.
You gonna need some ice for this tea, honey.
Here are a few things you should never plug into a power strip unless you know you have a high enough strong wattage to support these things. You do not want to plug another power strip into another power strip. That is very not good. You do not want to plug a washing machine or portable heaters, air compressors, air conditioners, and you definitely do not want to plug a refrigerator into a power strip unless the wattage is very strong to hold it. That and these things will definitely strike up the bill and could lead into power outage within the home. Pay close attention.
I need some more tea.
Or do you mean coffee?
I know you're enjoying it. I'm enjoying it too. But don't believe in what you told, believe in what you know. And that comes with diving deep research for show. Now, y'all know what time it is. My tea is getting low, so it is what? Time to go. You got it. I definitely, truly appreciate you all. We will continuously have a great day, good night, great rising all the time. And if you do not have one, you have people who stressing you out, jobs that stressing you out. Life is not too short. It's just we do not know what time to go, when it's our time to transition. So always be happy, be around the people that makes you happy, that support you and help build you up to the highest, best version of yourself. Now, by that being said, I am out of tea.